Wall Street Journal, Trump offered to build White House ballroom for Obama in 2010. By Joel B. Polak on October 27, 2025. President Donald Trump offered to build a White House ballroom for President Barack Obama in 2010. But the Obama administration never took up his offer, the Wall Street Journal reported Monday. The journal reported, for at least 15 years, Trump had tried and failed to build a grand ballroom at the White House that could host extravagant dinners for world leaders, lawmakers, and celebrities. In early 2010, President Barack Obama's top strategist David Axelrod got a call from Trump, then a real estate developer and reality television star. They were connected via MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski, who had closer ties with Trump at the time. He said, "You have these steak dinners in SH, why little tents?" Axelrod recalled in an interview. He said, "I build ballrooms. I build the most beautiful ballrooms in the world. You can come to Florida and see for yourself." Trump offered to build a modular ballroom at the White House that could be deconstructed. "I was thinking, we're in the middle of a recession, I'm not sure about this," Axelrod said. Axelrod suggested that Trump get in touch with Obama's social secretary about the ballroom. They didn't connect. The journal noted that Trump had approached the ballroom the way he had approached other building projects in the past, discovering how to control the regulatory process, or finding loopholes to allow construction. The ballroom is being built with funding from private donors, with costs reaching an estimated $350 million. The Washington Post editorial page defended Trump's ballroom project, noting that even Obama and Biden administration alumni had admitted the need for an indoor space, as opposed to the current arrangement, which forces esteemed guests to walk across the grass and to use portable toilets outdoors at large gatherings. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.